When you hear the term fake news, you probably think about how it's used often today by President Trump. But it's actually an old term used by the Soviet Union as a reference to disinformation campaigns that the Soviets and now the Russians have long used to destabilize the West. It worked before, and it's working again now. That is the tale told by Operation Infection, Russian disinformation from Cold War to Kanye, a riveting three-part series released by the New York Times' Adam Westbrook and Adam Ellick, who joins me in the studio now. Adam, great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So there's a lot of talk about Russian disinformation, of course, in 2016, even 2018, but this started long before, as your film demonstrates. And I want to show a clip from the film that starts with two KGB defectors who said disinformation had one goal.
To change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country.
Within the KGB is a department that specializes in planting false stories and forged documents.
We know it was run from Department A, right at the top of the KGB, and it had a multi-million dollar budget.
At least 15,000 people who, in the Soviet Union and outside of the Soviet Union, are involved in that kind of actions on a regular and daily basis.
15,000 people creating disinformation stories as seemingly crazy as the U.S. created aid.